Potatoes, chicken fingers, french fries.
Carrots, string beans.
These are my favorite.
All right.
6-year-old Megan Nibor sits on the couch with her mother in their Dalton, Wisconsin home. Like all progeria sufferers, Megan has little hair, is extremely underweight, and has aged skin. Most children diagnosed with a fatal genetic condition live only into their teens. The Progeria Research Foundation says it's caused by a mutation in a gene responsible for producing a specific protein. This protein is the structural scaffolding that holds the nucleus of a cell together. The defective protein leads to cellular instability, which appears to cause the premature aging. Despite her condition, Megan leads a normal life. She rides bikes with her 8-year-old sister, cruises in the car with her teenage brother, and plays with her cats.
And then he was drinking out of the toilet, and then he falls in. And then he hopped in the laundry.
Sandy and Steve Nibor first learned that their youngest daughter probably had progeria in 2003. Megan wasn't officially diagnosed then because there was no test for it. After the Progeria Research Foundation developed a test, Megan became the first child to be diagnosed using it. After the news, the Nibors learned all they could about progeria, but the situation looked bleak.
There was nothing. They basically, the doctors say, do the best you can, keep them healthy, and that's it. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah. Basically, you just treat them for all the symptoms. You know, you treat them for the sore bones, the arthritis. Mm-hmm. You treat them. You watch their hearts.
Yeah,
you know,
that's the main thing
most of them pass from is heart disease.
But then the family decided to get involved. Sandy and Steve Nibor contacted the Progeria Research Foundation, based in Peabody, Massachusetts. They told the foundation's president, Audrey Gordon, about their daughter.
It was amazing when we found out about it. You know, one of the first things we decided, well, we got to get out there and raise some money for this research because it's the only chance we have is if they can find something. And we started sending money down to the foundation, and Audrey was like, nobody's ever done this. No family has ever gone out. And she was just amazed. We're like, well, why wouldn't they be? You know, and then all of a sudden, all these other families start doing it.
In 2004, Megan became the first child to undergo testing to help develop a progeria baseline for research. The Nibors say it was quite an ordeal.
5 days straight, she was there from 6 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon. And
you're talking from head to toe.
She was only 4 or 5 then?
Yeah, head to toe. Everything from heart to doing the treadmill to see how long she could do it without basically passing out, I guess. But
nuclear diagnostic images,
the bone density, the dermatology for the hair, the eyes, everything, hearing, everything that could possibly be that she went through it, so they call her the pioneer.
The research has led not only to the discovery of the gene responsible, but also to a possible cure, in the form of a pill. Progeria Research Foundation President Audrey Gordon says the drug has had results on lab mice.
They're stronger, they live longer, they grow hair, they have more body fat, they gain weight. All the things, all the signs that we would want to see in children with progeria.
Gordon adds that the drug may have wider applications.
Studies that have come out recently do link progeria to heart disease into aging. So if we find something that will treat or cure children with progeria, we think that that something may also help people who just age and people who have strokes and heart attacks.
The Nibors hope Megan can be among the first to try the pill. Megan is excited as well, although perhaps not for the same reasons.
What do we hope that pill's going to do?
If I can grow more hair.
Megan's parents want something else. More time for their 6-year-old daughter, and a normal life.
They always ask kids, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up and stuff, and there for a while they wouldn't ask any progeria kids, and it's just a question you didn't ask.
While researchers strive for a cure, Megan's parents keep working to raise her as any other child. When asked what she wants to be when she grows up, Megan's eyes brighten. She says she wants to be a cowgirl, and as usual, has her own reasons.
Ride horses and get dressed up pretty.
What else do they do? Do they race around barrels and stuff too, or don't you want to do that? Just be a pretty cowgirl? Oh.
And the horse.
John Helgeson, Wisconsin Public Radio.